Are we rolling? Here we go. Dateline, March 30th, 2020. Slug, AUB inquiry hots up. In another development at the Australian Uranium Board inquiry today, a second damning memo from the office of the Prime Minister was tabled before the Chief Commissioner. The memo came to light after the former AUB chairperson handed over a large number of documents related to the illegal sale of uranium to China, breaking the 10-year sanction regime imposed on that nation. The sanctions were imposed after the United States of the world declared that China's decision to close all McDonald's, Coke and Pizza Hut outlets was an affront to business interests in the US. Citing the fact that China had thrown out the multinationals with only 3 years' warning, the Capitalist Manufacturers and Obesity Providers Association of the United States of the World launched a high-powered lobbying strategy designed to pressure politicians on Capitalist Hill to negotiate a much better deal for them. After that lobbying effort failed, the CMOPA turned its attention to Canberra and began making overtures to the Costello government. After securing the Australian government's support, the Capitalist Manufacturers and Obesity Providers Association was able to successfully lobby the United Nations of the three remaining signatories to impose a sanction regime on China. That regime is to be enforced with a voluntary halt on all exports to China, except those authorised by the United States of the world. The banned products included cheap electronic goods, soccer balls, shoes, most apparel, computer software and CDs. Australian uranium was also banned after traces of it were found in the ruins of the Taiwanese capital Taipei, following China's unsuccessful attempts to prevent the Taiwanese from declaring their independence. The Australian government had not opposed China's decision in deciding to use nuclear weapons on Taiwan. For almost 2 years, the Australian government refused to acknowledge the role the Australian Uranium Board may have played in the destruction of the 22 million Taiwanese citizens. The Prime Minister, Peter Costello, repeatedly told the Unified Parliament of Australia's one-party single house that his government had nothing to do with the uranium exports once they left the country, and their diversion for use in nuclear weapons was beyond its control. Citing the Howard government's promises from 2006, Prime Minister Costello reiterated that his government had maintained a rhetorical position on uranium exports and that, as far as he was concerned, his government had acted properly at all times. However, critics reminded the PM that they had warned about the dangers of privatising the AUB, pushing it to return even higher profits for the Chinese companies that now ran the uranium mining industry. After the sell-off of the last Australian company to Chinese interests, critics of the Costello approach to trade warned that the new directors may not be so keen to abide by Australia's uranium concerns. In response to the critics, the Foreign Minister, Alexander Downer, and the Trade Minister, Mark Vaile, put pressure on the exporters to publicly demonstrate their compliance with public expectations. The Chinese companies said they would not break the law, quote, "Fingers crossed, cross our hearts and hope to die," unquote. However, what transpired was an alleged conspiracy to work around the concerns by the Chinese exporters and importers. Under the export deal approved by the former finance minister Nick Minchin and the trade minister, all exports have to be accompanied by an AUB official and two government staffers. It is believed that as early as 2 days after the first shipment of uranium from Australia arrived in China, these officials were being bribed to turn a blind eye to where the product was being delivered. In documents tabled at the inquiry last week, it was revealed that the officials were bribed with girls, alcohol, guns, and had incriminating photos taken of them, one of which showed a bare-chested former AUB CEO pointing a pistol at the camera. But it is these latest documents that have really shaken the inquiry. The documents reveal that the foreign minister, who has strenuously denied any knowledge of the kickbacks and bribes, had read a memo to him by a concerned departmental official based in Beijing. The official wrote to Mr. Downer, pointing out that the export documents received by her said the AUB had transported 10 tonnes of uranium to China in the previous month, but the Chinese import documents said only 5 tonnes had arrived. She said in the memo that this pattern of discrepancies had been occurring for nearly 12 months. Speaking to a press conference outside the Unified Parliament of Australia's one-party single house, Trade Minister Mark Vaile told waiting reporters, through gasps on his oxygen tank, that the Costello government was rock solid in its support of the trade deal and that he had no knowledge of the alleged wrongdoing until this past week. The Foreign Minister was sticking to his story that no one had told him anything about whatever it was we were inquiring about and that he needed to have another Bex and lie down because he was feeling a little off colour today. The PM's office refused to take calls from this media outlet or respond to emails asking the PM to clarify his statement aired on the Macquarie Network this morning. In that statement, the PM, Peter Costello, said he was impressed with the way his ministers had handled the situation and that the AUB was staffed by some really nice guys. The PM said he also had faith in the inquiry system and that he expected the Chief Commissioner, Philip Ruddock, to abide by the principles of truth, fairness and transparency, and that the leading prosecutor, Amanda Vanstone, had proved herself to be a formidable presence who he trusted to use honesty, openness and a sense of the fair go to bring the inquiry to a swift conclusion. The inquiry continues, and it is likely that no government official will be called, nor any witnesses from the Chinese companies and the AUB will be forced to give evidence. I'm Shane Elson at the AUB Inquiry, reporting for the Public First program.